Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another Live in the Day with Jay. I am your host, Jay. Guys, I hope you're having a great week. Hope you're having a great day. Things that we definitely need to talk about today, and we're going to touch on some of those things. We're going to touch on camaraderie for one thing, and that's something big with me, camaraderie and loyalty. We're going to touch on those things. Number to call is 516-539-315. Also, we are going to touch a little bit about health, mental health in men. And it's beginning to be a huge problem, something that's not being addressed and not being acknowledged. I don't know if it's being addressed, but I know it's not being acknowledged. And when I say acknowledged, sometimes it's from the person themselves. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Number to call is 516-531-9315. Also, we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in our neighborhoods, in the community surrounding the Gastonia area, what we want to have or what we want to see as change. Are we really putting the effort in to make that change happen? And if not, why not? Why not? Talk a little bit about Love Jones. Love Jones is coming back in a couple of weeks, in a few weeks, it's coming back. So you guys, you definitely need to stay tuned for that. We're going to talk about the Independent Artist Festival. It is going to happen this year, guys. We're going to have the ninth Independent Artist Festival. It's going to be happening in Gastonia in the next couple of months. I have a couple of updates for you, but I have some definites for you sometime next week on next week's show. We're going to talk about Shop Talk. We're going to talk about so many things. I want to hear what you have to say. I want to hear what you think. I want to know what you feel about what's going on in our community and what's going on amongst one another, okay? Number to call is 516-531-9315. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
Sure as the cold snow blow off of Lake Erie, I drop rhymes with vision and fury, the judge and the jury of my own circumference, which means I control my destiny effortlessly. You checking for me? I already been there. I'm 5 steps ahead of you. All you see is my residence. I'm telling you, I got the feel for this funk, and they ain't come to see you, cause it's me that they want. So methodically, I step up, speaking the mic, with the pure intentions of shedding some insight. A dim light eventually blows out, but I'm halogen. I'm back to do my thing and run this funk, flow mal again. You want to ride with me, just hop on in. I put it in gear and get the funk up out of here. In the 1500 Dodge Ram, I like the cruise. Turn up the sound, Zone 7 is my music.
Them programmers examine the way they can get on and do my thing. And I ain't worried about the next man, I'm in my own lane. My mama taught me a long time ago to just get down and do my thing. I carry the heavy load, and dropping off is just the funk I'm gonna bring.
Yeah, now I done been up and I've been down. I rock Omegas to LES, but my mama named me Christian Brown. I went from bare-ass courage to ballin' out of control, to skeetin' with no rubber and numerous coochie holes, to robbed at 22 put in the hospital, 4 biological children plus 1 and 1 possible. Can't break the cycle of my dad, I was going mad. Therapeutic lyrics memorized from the pen and pad, but this is my getaway, still I can go on, but I ain't tryna flip a feature into my song. So I'm back to the money even though I never left it. Call myself a go-getter, cause I'm always trying to get it. In the booth or in the streets, even on the 9 to 5, no surrender, no retreat, I stay striving to survive. Now this mission is complete and you done seen it come alive. I rock, Dre rock, the mic check enterprise.
Now all right,
all right, I've been behind the scenes working on it, building my
grand for this funky moment. I don't give a damn about what you think or what you say. You try to hinder me, get out the way. I got a lot of work to do and my time is limited. Papa Joe told me you start a job, you finish it. So I'm gonna be here until it's my time to go. Relentless, consecutively, continuous. I ain't gonna lie to you, chasing my dream, my life's been hectic and strenuous. But I was taught to never give up or self-destruct. Your back's against the wall, get your weight up. With God first, I can do anything. Yeah, with God first, I can do anything. So it's the funk that I bring.
Them programmers examine the way you get down and do my thing. And I ain't worried about the next man, I'm in my own lane. My mama told me a long time ago to just get down and do your thing. I carry the heavy load and drop it off cause it's the folks I'm gon' bring.
Mentors Inspiring Males for Success provides new hope for males ages 6 through 17 in the Gaston County and surrounding areas. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success strives to inspire participants to spiritually, mentally, and culturally grow to achieve personal and social accountability. For more information, contact Glenn Bratton at 704-524-4058. Again, that's 704-524-4058. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success. Gastonia's hope for the future.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Greenlight Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Now go get him, Daddy.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 516-531-9315. That number again is 516-531-9315. Guys, thank you for continuing to support the show. The show is what keeps a smile on my face other than my family. Every day, you know, I know that the support of the show in the local community and in the surrounding area big thing, and I really appreciate having that support. Let's go ahead and talk about the elephant in the room. I know I have been getting a lot of side messages today on my Facebook page where people are asking me, yo, you okay? Is everything cool? What's going on? And I made a post today and I talked about, in a nutshell, I talked about removing people, things, situations out of my life, out of me and my family's life. I'll put it that way. And a lot of people are like, well, why do you say that? What's going on? There's nothing going on. So as I stated in the post that, you know, this spring break has been a very, very eye-opening experience for me and my family. We've done a lot of mental transitioning, spiritual transitioning, and it has led me to say that that we definitely have a lot of spring cleaning to do. Now, I don't mean cleaning in my house. Yeah, we got some of that to do too, which we have been doing. We've been going strong at it. But anyhow, that means getting some of the garbage, getting some of the toxic energy, getting that out of your life. Well, getting it out of our lives. I don't know about anybody else. And, you know, sometimes those are the things. Sometimes those are the things that you have to do in order to grow, in order to move ahead. Everybody can't take your journey with you. Everybody can't take your journey. And what I have learned is that at some point in time, that is time, not times, At some point in time, God will let you know when it's time for you to keep on moving, and that person or people or thing or entity, whatever it is, have to stay put. You can't take it with you because it's holding you down. It's holding you back. And, you know, sometimes we don't know when things are holding us back. Sometimes we don't know that the very thing we covet, whether it's a car, whether it's a favorite TV show, whether it's a person, whether it's family, whatever, the thing you covet sometimes can be your stumbling block. And sometimes with some people, it can be a granite wall in front of you until you realize, okay, I don't need this. I don't need this. I can't do this with that person, or I can't do this with that entity, or I can't do this with that situation. And you have to move on. You have to move on. You have to be able to say that it's time for me to grow, and I can't grow with toxic stuff around me, toxic entities around me. And again, sometimes you don't know those things are toxic. But if you take a minute, sit back, watch and listen, people, and I'm talking in specifically people will show you how you should move. People will show you how much you mean to them. People will show you how much you don't mean to them. People will show you when you're convenient for them. You just have to be cognizant enough to sit back, be patient, and watch. And these are some things that I have learned the last few days. And I don't like it. I don't like it. And I'm not going to put myself out there to where I have to feel like I need to be around certain people, or be around certain things, or be at certain events. I don't need that. I don't need that. I don't need that toxic energy in my life. Don't need it, guys. I refuse to take it with me. And you know why I refuse to take it with me? Because God has already told me you can't take it with you. It's time for you to move on. It's time for you to keep going and do the things that I need for you to do for me. Your time with this has been done. I ain't meaning my radio, so y'all don't get it twisted. Because I know that this is the platform that he wants me on. I know this is the way that I can reach the people that I would not normally reach. Between this show and Shop Talk, there's been a lot of people that I have reached and that I have been able to connect with. And in saying that, and I know I'm sidebarring y'all, but it's okay. In saying that, I want to take the time real quick to thank South Philly, thank Little Rock, Arkansas, thank Florida, Tallahassee, Florida, thank, Jacksonville, Florida, thank Seattle, Washington, that is, Chicago, New York, Bakersfield, California, especially Bakersfield, California. You guys have been riding with the show for a long time, and I really appreciate that. And there was somewhere else I can't remember right now. Please forgive me. Oh, out in Boulder, Colorado. You guys, thank you for continuing to check out the show. Thank you for continuing to support the show. I really appreciate it. There's more to come. There's lots of things to come. I've learned my lesson. I've learned my lesson. There's only so much I'm going to give you on the show. You're going to have to see what's going on because, you know, people will do things with what you tell them. That's why I have learned you have to really move in silence right now, which is crazy, because instead of saying I'm happy for you, brother, this right here, or sister, this right here is good for you. We got those out there who's waiting to try to mimic you, who's waiting to try and do the things that you have, some people have told in solidarity, you know, and it's such a hurtful thing. It's such a hurtful thing. But like I always tell people, you can have my recipe, but you cannot cook and perfect it the way that I know I can. So you can have all the recipe for me you want to, but you just won't be able to perfect it the way that I need to perfect it to get to the listeners. If you do, so be it. I'm happy for you. But if not, please don't come with no negative, toxic mess, because I will shut you down and I will not have anything to do with you, because that's not what we doing here. I'm not doing it no more. 2021, we getting rid of all the toxic people and things and energy in our life. That's what I'm doing. Now, in saying that, let's talk a little bit about what's going on in Gastonia. And if you guys want to talk about it, that's okay. I understand. I will answer any question you want to ask me about any statement that I've said just a minute ago. It's okay. It's okay. We can agree to disagree. But let me say, for all those that are out there going to get it, that's doing their thing, there's different platforms. There's different people doing things. Y'all keep doing your thing. Keep reaching the people. Keep reaching your audience. Keep doing the positive things that you're doing, because it's not enough of us out here that's keeping the positive things going. We got so much toxic behavior going on, especially amongst our own people, which I can't understand it. For the life of me, I can't understand it. For once, can we say, let's stick behind people that look like you, that think like you, and everybody don't act the same way, and everybody don't think the same way. But if you're positive, then all those positive people need to be in the same realm of thinking. And that's progress. That's unity. That's doing what we need to do for our young people to make sure that they are not failing. I don't want to be a part of nobody's failure. And I know you guys don't want to be a part of nobody's failure either. So we need to do what's right. We need to make sure that we do what's right. We need to make sure that we do what is best for our young people. You know, I know you guys get tired of hearing me harp on our young people, but our young people are going to finish this for us. They're going to make things a whole lot better for us only if we make sure that we give them the tools to do the things that they need to do to make things better for us. If not, then we're wasting our time. What are we doing? What are we doing? We're going to talk about some progress, and we're going to talk about what's going on in Gastonia, too. So I think you guys are on the same page with me. If not, I'm sorry. But if you are, then definitely stick around. Number to call is 516-531-9315. I really want to hear from you. If you want to call in, I will put you on. 516-531-9315. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
My believed that I was strong, a man afraid of nothing. I had the world inside my hands, that's what I told myself. But now I see that I was wrong. The truth is I have nothing. If I do have you, now too many nights have passed me by, and too many mornings filled my eyes, still wet with the tears that I cry for you. Oh, come back, baby, yeah, yeah.
Come back to me.
Come back to me.
Come back
to me.
Hey, what's up, family? This is your boy D-Lo, and you are now live in the day with Jay. Peace.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 516-531-9315. Guys, thank you for continuing to support the show. As I said before, there are some places I did forget. I forgot Flint, Michigan. I appreciate you guys. I forgot Houston. I forgot Montgomery. I really appreciate you guys supporting the show. Please continue to support the show. I will, and I promise you, I will be making some big moves this year. We are going to make those big moves, and we're gonna do some big things. I'll piggyback off what I was just talking about. Before I tell you a little bit about the website and all that good stuff, piggyback a little bit off what I was talking about. There, you know, let me be crystal clear. There are people who will smile in your face, and as soon as your back is turned, will have the most nasty, negative, backstabbing comments to make about you. Oh, they've done them to me. Trust me. And y'all don't know that I know, but I do know. You don't know that I know, but I do know. And I choose to not approach it in the way that you want me to approach it. There's different ways that I can combat those things, and I choose to combat them the different ways that I know how. But trust me, guys, there are people that will, without a shadow of doubt, do you in gossipy-wise as soon as your back is turned. and you think these people are your friend, and you think these people have your back. I've had it done to me. Still got it, having it done to me now. Having it done to me now. And the sad part is there are people that will sit and say that they are for black people being unified. They're doing this for the community. They're doing that for the community. Nah, let's call a spade a spade. And I have no problem doing that. And if you're listening to this show and you get angry at what I'm saying, then ding, 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 this is for you. And I'll be the first to tell you, this is for you. If it makes you angry what I'm saying, then at some point in time, you have done the things that I just talked about, and you're still dealing with them. See, this is how things work, guys. When you put things away, or you hide them, when you tuck them away, when someone's wronged you, or when you feel like you've been wronged, and you tuck them away, and you hide them, they're not really gone. They're not really gone. They just tucked away like you done. And it only takes one trigger for it to resurface again. And now that resurfacing can be really tricky. I'm not a doctor, so I want y'all to know that. That resurfacing, though, can be real tricky. Sometimes that resurfacing can trigger you to curse somebody out. Sometimes that resurfacing can trigger you to pop somebody across their head, which I don't advise that. And sometimes that triggering can throw you in another state, especially with men. Well, I know it happens with women too, but especially with men, we hold so much in. And we don't want to deal with it sometimes. And that's where you get a lot of people that get depressed, that they, you know, and they don't know what to do. And I know somebody out there might be like, Jay, man, you're taking it to the stream. No, I'm not. Do you guys know that a lot of people being depressed can stem from something as simple, and it's not simple, but it can stem from someone being bullied. It can stem from someone being betrayed. It can stem from someone feeling like they're not loved or cared about. Do y'all understand that? Because I think if we get a clear understanding of which way our words can make people go, we would start to really think about the things that we say. Because once you start putting out things, it's hard to take them back, y'all. Once you start hurting someone's feelings, once you start showing them that you're not as loyal to them as they think you are, and you're slipping, but you don't know you're slipping, because see, a lot of y'all be slipping. A lot of y'all be slipping, and you don't know you're slipping. You think you're winning, but you're not winning. You're seriously slipping, because that person or people know exactly where you're going with what you're doing. So you're not winning. You're just kidding yourself. And you're setting yourself up to be lonely in life, because no one is wanting to deal with people who brings drama in their lives. I know I don't. I have my own drama with myself. I don't need nobody else putting something else on top of what I got to deal with. Now, I'm not saying that my life is bad, because my life is not. My life is beautiful. I have a beautiful wife. I have a job. I have beautiful children. I'm living. There's things I want. That's between me and God. But what I'm saying is I don't need any distractions coming in and throwing a fork in my game anywhere. And shame on you who are out there doing that. Shame on you who are out there talking about people who care about you. Shame on you who are the ones that are out there not telling those that care about you that you care about them and mean it. Shame on you. Shame on you for sitting your ass in church or at the mosque and crying to God to forgive you, to treat you better. Well, not treat you better, but to give you a better understanding of what you're here for. And you turn around and do that to someone who has been there for you. Shame on you. Shame on you. Because in the meantime, that person that you have wronged, and you know you wronged them and you just don't want to admit it, but that person that you have wronged, they are going to continue to pray for you. They are going to continue, if their heart is earnest, they're going to continue to pray for you. They're going to continue to be themselves, even though it hurts like a pin going in your arm. I can't stand people that do that. I think people that do that need to sit on an island with their phone fully charged and let their phone go dead and they never get another call again and they stay on that island. I know that's crazy, but people are so attached to their phones. If they are on an island and their phone go dead, they probably hit themselves in the head with a coconut tree. But that's my distaste for people who treat others bad, especially people who have been good to you. What is wrong with y'all? What is wrong with people to do that? You don't treat nobody bad that's been good to you. And if you wrong somebody, you need to make it right. Put your damn pride to the side and do what you need to do to make it right. But no, we got too many prideful people, too many people who are in their cliques, too many people who think they know exactly what that person is thinking, feeling, and going through and what they're going to do when you don't. And I can promise you, you don't know what my next moves are. I think two and three steps ahead of you people anyway, the ones that like to come at me all the time, that like to come at my wife. We think two and three steps ahead of y'all, so don't think we don't know what's going on, because you're the one slipping, not us. We know exactly what's going on. And that's all I'm going to say on that, y'all. That's all I'm going to say on that, because I'm going to keep talking, and I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. I want this show to be that show, but we need to have that show. Anyhow, all right, number to call is 516-531-9315. Guys, you definitely are in for a treat in the next few days. We'll have the new Live in the Day with Jay Radio Show website up. You will be able to get all the latest information. You'll be able to get all the latest information on Shop Talk. There's a dedicated page to Shop Talk on the website where you can go back and watch videos, the old episodes of Shop Talk, some of the new episodes of Shop Talk, who's going to be upcoming on Shop Talk. I really appreciate it if you guys just go and just click like or subscribe to the Shop Talk YouTube channel, which I'm going to give you that in a couple of days. You guys go just subscribe. That's all I need. That's all I need is one click. I ain't asking y'all for no money. I ain't asking y'all to come give me nothing. I ain't asking you to do nothing but just click like and share. Have your friends click like. That's all I'm asking. And follow. That's all I'm asking. And you'll be amazed at how many people think that's too much. You'll be amazed. I get emails from people, they're like, "Jay, man, you want us to do this and that?" I'm like, "Really? You can't just click and like something?" But you click and like people's dumb posts on Facebook all day? I don't understand that. But on another token, the success of the show does not depend on the likes. I promise you. The success of this show does not depend on the likes. We can get real, real grimy with it. Now we can start talking about who this show reach. I have people that are calling from Africa on this show. I have people calling from England on this show. I have people calling from Northern Ireland on this show. So we're not going to go there. We're not going to go there because there are people who listen to this show all over the place. And I think that that and they give me like meaningful dialogue, because there's things that I know we can do better here that we're not doing, and we need to turn it up. we really, truly need to turn it up. Because if we don't, then like I said before, we are setting our young people up for failure, and I don't want to do that. All right? Number to call is 516-531-9315. Phone lines are open. Want to hear what you got to say? Want to hear what you want to know? You're live in the day with Jay.
And I'm stopping, what's the use in trying? Ooh, give me chills. And I'm stopping, what's the use in trying? Ooh, give me chills. You make me wanna fly, oh, oh.
In and out of this traffic jam, dangerous and without a plan. Fill me up, boy, and let me ride. Crazy love, it's a crazy love. Feel the wind blowing through my hair. So alive, boy, and I'm so scared. Never knew love to move so fast. Crazy love, it's a crazy love.
Pour it on, boy, take me to the night. It ain't no stopping, and trying, destination. Baby, all I know is that you and me were meant to be. Never let me go.
Let's go. someone I know. Oh, oh. If you are ready for a show, I beg you now, I disappear. I wipe away all your tears if you love me. Kiss me.
Meal, and you're listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Let's get it.
What's up, my people? This is Big Easy from K-Cup Records. You're listening to Live in the Day with Jay Radio Show. Keep your heads ringing.
Listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Now go get 'em, Daddy.
Show number called 516-531-9315. That number again is 516-531-9315. Guys, before we close out the show, I want you guys to really think about how we deal with one another. And if you feel that that you have not dealt with someone the right way, or someone's dealing with you the wrong way, then walk away. Walk away and just wish them the best. I had someone tell me this morning that if my gut is telling me something, to trust it. And this person is not the first person that told me that. My wife tells me all the time. If your gut tells you to feel a certain way, then you need to trust your gut. You need to trust your inner being, because that's what it is that's telling you. It's telling you, nah, don't trust it. If it don't sound right, it ain't right. If it don't make you feel right, it ain't right. And as I tell you guys all the time, one thing I heard Charlemagne the God say, he says, if it's not right, if it does not make his mental feel well, if it's not right for his mental, he walks away. He doesn't even entertain it. And that's where we need to be now. If it's not right for your mental, walk away. If it's not right for your mental, then it's definitely not for you. This is what we need to practice. We need to make sure that we put this within our lifestyles now. We all know that everything's changed. We all know that we're trying to get back to normal, which I hope we do, but I hope that we have learned a valuable lesson. through all of this. One thing you need to do is you need to learn how to treat one another, because it does not, I don't care what the situation calls for, it does not call for you to treat someone bad that hasn't treated you bad, or even if they have treated you bad, to treat someone bad and just walk away and act like ain't nothing happened. Y'all better miss me with that. I'm telling you right now, y'all better miss me with that. Y'all better miss my family with that. You treat us wrong, don't think you're going to come flying in our face, because it's not going to happen that way. But we can forget all this radio stuff. It's not going to happen that way. But I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be that person. I'd rather just go ahead and walk away. As I said, if it's not for my mental, if it's not for the well-being of my family, I'm definitely going to walk away. All right. I'd like to take time to thank all of you guys for checking out the show. Please continue to check out the show. Please continue to keep the updates. On the next show, I will let you know when to go and check out the website. It will have all information about the Independent Artist Festival, everything that's going on with the show. Please, please, please go to Shop Talk's website. Well, go to Shop Talk's Facebook page. Go to Live in the Day with Jay's Facebook page. Click like. Get your friends to click like. We need those. We need for you guys to click like and follow. We need for you to follow and click like. That's all you got to do, those two things. All right? That's all I want you to do. Click like and follow. And I promise you, I will not flood your timelines with a bunch of stuff. Only the important things, all right? So as I tell you guys each and every day, I love you guys with the greatest love I know. That's the love of God, because he gives it to me each and every day. You guys have definitely, and I mean definitely, been live today with Jay. Make sure that you do something nice for someone that you haven't done something for in a long time. All right? See you tomorrow, hopefully. Peace. Cool J, Cool J, Cool J, Cool J.